Alright, let's get into it. In this lesson, we're building a switch up for Smoky Warehouse DNB in Ableton Live 12, but not the giant, glossy, festival kind of switch up. We're talking about that underground reset where the loop suddenly feels like a record, the kind of moment that makes the room lean in. Dark, rolling, a little dangerous, and still totally DJ friendly. If you've worked with jungle or old school DNB, you already know the vibe. It's not just about adding more stuff, it's about changing the energy band. Maybe the drums get more broken. Maybe the bass starts answering instead of constantly speaking. Maybe the atmosphere gets thicker. And maybe you use one tiny moment of silence to make the next hit feel enormous. That's the whole game here. We're going to keep this practical and use stock Ableton tools. Auto filter, saturator, drum bus, utility, reverb, echo, and a little resampling magic. The goal is a 16-bar switch up that starts solid, gets more syncopated and smoked out in the middle, and then sets up a clean return to the main groove. So first, zoom out and think in phrases. A strong switch up almost always works best at the end of an 8, 16, or 32-bar section. Don't just drop it randomly because it feels exciting in the moment. In drum and bass, phrase awareness is everything. If the listener feels the turn coming, the payoff hits harder. Set up a 16-bar region and use your loop brace to focus on that section. If you already have a roller or dark jungle groove, duplicate it into a new area so you can experiment without destroying the original. A good starting shape is simple. Bars 1 to 4 stay stable. Bars 5 to 8 introduce a little variation. Bars 9 to 12 get more broken and tense, and bars 13 to 16 become the payoff, with a fill, some reverse motion, and a little pocket of space before the groove returns. Now let's build the bass. For the sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it clean, mono, and steady. Short attack, no weird sustain issues, and a release that's tight enough to stay controlled, maybe somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds depending on the feel. Don't overcomplicate the sub. In this style, the sub is the anchor. It's the floor shaking under everything else. For the mid bass or a Reese layer, wave eatable is a great starting point. Go with a saw or square-based source, add a little unison if needed, but don't smear it all over the stereo field. A light dose of saturator can help it bite, and auto-filter gives you movement. The mid-bass is where the personality lives. That's the layer you're going to push and pull with automation. And here's a really important point. A lot of the bounce in old-school DNB doesn't come from more notes. It comes from space between notes. Leave gaps. Let the bass phrase answer the drums instead of trying to fill every gap in the grid. If you keep the bass talking non-stop, the groove starts to flatten out. If you let it breathe, the whole thing feels more expensive, more human, and more dangerous. Try writing short pickup notes into downbeats. Try a call and response pattern where the bass hits, then leaves room, then answers again. You can even displace one bass note slightly so it lands on the end of four or the second half of a bar. That tiny lurch can give the whole section a proper jungle feel without turning the riff into chaos. Next, the drums. This is where the switch up starts to feel like a real event. Duplicate your drum group so you can work on a version with more freedom. Use a chopped break, something amen-inspired or funky drummer style, or whatever break material you've got that already feels alive. Slice it to MIDI. Move some hits around, and create a more broken feel. But don't just scatter the break fragments everywhere. You still want a pulse. Layer a clean kick and snare under the break if needed, or keep a few strong hits intact so the floor knows where one is. That's the old school trick. The break can be wild, but the backbone still needs to make sense. Add ghost notes. Tiny snare or rim hits before the main backbeat. A few hats nudged slightly the head of the grid for urgency. Little fill moments at the end of bar 4 and bar 8. These details are small, but they create that chopped, human, restless energy that makes jungle and smoky rollers feel alive. Throw drum bus on the drum group if it helps glue everything together. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5-15%, and use transients to keep the crack. Don't go too hard on boom unless you want the sub fighting the kick. In DNB, low-end discipline matters more than people think. Now let's automate the movement instead of writing a million extra notes. This is one of the big advanced ideas in this lesson. Automation should act like punctuation. Not constant motion everywhere, but key gestures at phrase turns. On the mid-bass, automate the auto-filter cutoff, saturator drive, utility gain, and maybe some stereo width on the mid-layer only. Keep the sub-mono, always. A subtle cutoff sweep can make the bass feel like it's leaning forward into a change. A small drive lift, maybe 1 to 4 dB, can make the bass feel more aggressive without actually getting louder. A tiny dip in gain before a fill can create negative space so the next hit feels stronger. And if you open the width briefly on the mid bass, just briefly, it can feel like the room expands. But again, keep the sub lock dead center. Use automation with phrase logic. For example, you might open the filter slightly on the last beat of bar 7, push drive up on bar 8 beat 1, then drop gain halfway through bar 11 to create a little half-time feeling before the return. That kind of movement feels musical, not random. Now let's get the atmosphere in there. Smoky warehouse vibes need air, but not bright, shiny air. We want dark air. Add a texture layer like vinyl noise, room tone, a reversed break tail, or a detuned pad or drone. Keep it tucked low in the mix. Process it with auto filter so the top end stays dark. Add reverb with a longer decay, maybe around 2 to 4 seconds, but keep the dry slash wet low. Echo can be useful too. Just roll off the highs so it stays dubby and murky. The trick here is automation. Don't leave the atmosphere static. Let it creep in. Keep it almost hidden in the first 4 bars. Raise it a little in bars 5 to 8. Swell it most in bars 9 to 12. Then either cut it hard or reverse it at the end of the section for contrast. That movement gives the switch up a sense of depth, like the room itself is changing shape. Now for one of the best advanced moves in Ableton, resample your own material. Take a bass stab, a break fill, or a texture swell and record a few bars of it onto an audio track. Then chop the best bits and use those pieces as transition tools. Reverse them, turn them into whooshes. Use them as little pre-impact ghosts leading into the next phrase. This is huge for making a switch up feel custom instead of generic. A really effective move is to place a reverse hit on beat 4 of bar 15, then mute the bass for the first quarter or half beat of bar 16. That tiny vacuum makes the return hit way harder. Negative space is powerful. Indeed, NB, sometimes the hardest drop moment is the one beat where almost nothing happens. Let's talk returns. Set up one return with a darker reverb and another with echo or delay. Keep them smoky, not shiny. The reverb should be dark enough that it feels like a room, not a splash. The delay should be filtered so it doesn't clutter the highs, and automate sends selectively. Don't drown the whole section. Give the last snare of a bar a reverb throw. Let one bass stab leave a delay tail. Send a single fill into space and then pull back. These are the moments that create drama without washing out the groove. At this point, compare the switch up to your main section. Does it feel different in at least 3 ways? Rhythm, bass phrasing, and space are the big ones. Maybe the main groove is straight and rolling, and the switch up is more broken. Maybe the bass changes from long notes to chopped replies. Maybe the atmosphere grows darker and deeper. If all 3 of those are moving, the section will feel like a real event. Now, keep an eye on the low end. This part is non-negotiable. The sub stays mono. Use Spectrum if you need to check what's happening down there. Use EQ8 to carve out unnecessary low-mid buildup from your atmospheric layers. If the section sounds huge on headphones but weak on speakers, simplify before you start adding more plugins. In DNB, clarity is power. A good rule is to keep the switch up short enough to matter. 8 bars is often enough. 16 bars is great if you want a proper phrase journey. But if you keep the new idea going too long, it stops being a switch up and just becomes the loop. The contrast is what makes it work. Here are a few advanced variations you can try if you want to push it further. Try half bar based displacement, where one answer lands a little later than expected. Try swapping a snare fill for chopped hats and rim shots. Try a tiny negative space drop in, where you remove the kick for one beat. Or set up a stair step transition where one element changes every 2 bars, so the section feels like it's evolving in stages. Another strong move is to bounce the best 2 bars and rebuild around them. Sometimes the bounced audio reveals whether the section actually has vibe, or whether it just has a lot of editing. That comparison can save you from overworking the idea. If you want the switch up to feel extra underground, keep one ugly texture in the mix. A rough break tail, a slightly crushed room tone, something gritty and imperfect. That kind of imperfection gives the whole thing character. Just keep it high-passed enough that it doesn't mess with the low end. So to recap the flow, phrase-aware arrangement, clean sub, chopped but readable breaks, automation as punctuation, selective atmosphere, and resampled transition detail. That's how you build a smoky warehouse switch-up that hits hard without becoming messy. And the final test is simple. Mute it, play it in mono if you can, and ask yourself, does this still feel like DNB? Does the low end stay solid? Would a DJ be able to mix through it cleanly? If the answer is yes, you're in the zone. For the practice exercise, try building two versions from the same loop. One should feel broken and nervous, with more drum fragmentation and sharper automation spikes. The other should feel dubby and smoky, with more space, longer tails, and fewer notes. Then compare which one feels more like your sound. That's the lesson. Build the energy shift with intention. Keep the floor intact, and let the switch up feel like a real phrase event, not just extra editing. When it lands right, the whole track starts breathing, and that's exactly the kind of pressure we want.